Hear now the word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. We begin at verse 40. Now a leper came to Jesus, imploring him and kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way. Show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and spread the matter, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction. We are continuing here in chapter 1 of Mark, and Jesus is ministering in the region of Galilee. Remember, after a long day of teaching in the synagogue, casting out demons, healing Simon's mother-in-law, spending the night healing people and casting out demons, Jesus got up early the next morning, by himself went to a desolate place to pray. His disciples came and found him. And when they found him, he said, "Let us go to the next towns that I may preach there also. For this reason I came," indicating he came to preach the gospel. So now, on his way to preach, he encounters this leper. In all of these things that Mark has shown us so far, he is showing us attributes of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. And there are many things he shows us about Jesus, but there are two things that keep coming up. The first is Jesus' power, that is, his authority and his ability. And then the second is his mercy, or his compassion. Think of him staying up late, healing people, casting out demons, showing his compassion, or his healing of Peter's mother-in-law, or his teaching with authority. So those are things that Mark is teaching us about Jesus. Here in our passage tonight, we will see more of his power and his mercy, as his compassionate cleansing of this leper shows us this: Jesus is willing and able to cleanse sinners in spite of the cost to himself. Jesus is willing and able to cleanse sinners in spite of the cost to himself. We're going to see that in three parts. First will be the leper in verse 40. Secondly, Christ's cleansing of that leper in verses 41 and 42. And then thirdly, the cost of that cleansing in verses 43 through 45. Let's consider now the leper, verse 40. Now a leper came to Jesus, imploring him, kneeling down and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." As we know, Jesus was on his way. He had intended to go into the other towns that he might preach. Evidently, somewhere outside of one of these towns, he encountered this leper. This leper comes to him imploring him for cleansing. Let's talk for a moment about this condition of leprosy. First, there are physical consequences. Leprosy is an horrific disease. There are many things by which leprosy in the Bible could be known as, a variety of skin diseases, but there is something today called Hansen's disease, which resembles it very much. But leprosy itself, as we understand it, affects the skin and the muscles, even the bones, down into the organs. It is not just an affliction of the skin, but an affliction really of the entire body. It is incurable, it is contagious, and it is always fatal. So physically, leprosy was a painful death sentence. There are also social consequences of the leprosy. Being contagious and being unclean would make one who is a leper to have to dwell outside of the community. He could not dwell even with his own family members. He had to announce to people his uncleanness. And as we read in Leviticus, no one could go near him. He couldn't go to church. He couldn't go to the grocery store. He couldn't be around any people. He's forced to live like an animal outside the city. But of course, the worst of it are the spiritual consequences of this condition. You see, the leper in Christ's day is not just ill. He's unclean. This is a spiritual matter. Leprosy is, in Scripture, a picture of judgment, a picture of sin, a picture of death. In fact, if you consider the degrees or gradations of uncleanness in the Old Testament, only death itself is a greater impurity than leprosy. It is very severe indeed. There are many places in the Old Testament in which you can see the relationship between leprosy and sin and judgment and death, and I'm just going to point out one this evening. You remember Miriam? Miriam, in the book of Numbers, got sort of uppity towards Moses, and the Lord struck her with leprosy. Miriam, it says, became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one who is dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." You see, in this one passage, those three aspects of the leprosy. It is judgment. Miriam was judged for importunity. It is sin. Aaron says, "Don't lay this sin on us." And it is like death. She is as one who is dead. So, above and beyond the physical and social consequences, really understand that when Christ is dealing with this leprous man, he is looking at a man who is judged, he is visibly sinful, and he is unclean, not fit for the presence of God. But look at this leper's contrition. He knew full well his condition. He was one who was sick and knew he needed the physician. And he came imploring Christ, begging him, kneeling down and falling at his feet. This is a mark of humility. This was a man who understood his condition. And then notice his confession here. "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Perhaps the leper had heard some of the talk about Jesus, some of the miracles he had been doing. Perhaps from a distance he could hear some of his preaching. One way or another, the leper recognized something about Christ. He affirms his power, his ability. "You can make me clean." But do you notice that he sort of doubts his desire, his willingness, his compassion? This is an example, I think, of faith. An imperfect faith, but faith mingled with some doubt. The leper has confidence in Christ's power, but he doubts his willingness. You know, that can be you, particularly being in the church and being around Christians a lot. You understand that Christ is able to do things, but you're not always persuaded that he is willing to do those things for you. But it is very important that your faith in Christ understand that God is propitious and merciful to you in Christ. Not only is he able, but he is willing. Let's look now at Christ's cleansing of this leper, in which he demonstrates his power and mercy to cleanse. So Jesus then, being moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed." Let's look first at Christ in his compassion. We read that he is moved with compassion. His sympathies, his bowels of mercy for this man are what compelled him to stretch out his hand and touch the man. Now, touching sick people is a good way to get yourself sick. As we said, leprosy is contagious, but worse than that, leprosy is uncleanness. In Leviticus 5, verse 3, we read this: anyone who touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, then he shall be guilty. If you touch a leper, you are unclean. They're not concerned as much about the germs here as they are concerned about the uncleanness, the impurity. But Jesus did not let that problem stand in the way of his compassion. Then Jesus has a claim. And this claim, you can really view it as a gentle form of correction for this man. Jesus says, I am willing. You see, the leper said, if you are willing. And Jesus said, friend, there is no if about it. I am willing. You see, Jesus is willing to cleanse sinners. In fact, you can go through all four of the Gospels, and you will never find an occasion in which a sinner sincerely came to Christ and Christ turned them away. Everyone who comes to him, he will no wise cast out. He is willing to cleanse. Jesus has a command for the man: be clean. This is an imperative. He commands the man to be clean. Notice that Mark says Jesus said be cleaned, not healed. Now, in order, if you recognize this from our reading in Leviticus, in order to be cleansed of leprosy, you first need to be healed of it, right? It's kind of a multi-step process. First, you're healed, which we require a miracle. And then, if it's indeed healed, you can be clean. But notice how Christ commanded what he willed. He told the man, be clean. And he's willing because he's willing to cleanse. And then he performed what he commanded and willed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. It's miraculous. Immediately. It was propitious. The leprosy left him. Where did it go? You know, in Leviticus, we saw that there were two birds involved in this cleansing. And one of them was to be killed, and then the other one was to be dipped in its blood, and then it flies away in an open field. The leprosy symbolically being taken away. The leprosy left the man at Jesus' word. So it's miraculous and propitious, but it's also religious. And he was made clean. Not just healed, made clean. Now fit, now pure, now able to go into the presence of God. You see, Jesus Christ is willing and able to cleanse sinners. We see his ability demonstrated in the cleansing and his willingness in his telling the man, I am willing. A little later on in Mark, in chapter 9, we'll meet a man who has a son with a demon. And this man says to Christ, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. That man was unsure of Christ's ability, but he appealed to his compassion. Our leper tonight was convinced of Christ's power, but doubted his compassion. Here, Jesus demonstrates that he is both willing and able. It is essential for you that you recognize that Christ is willing to cleanse you and he is able to cleanse you. If you think he is willing to cleanse you but unable, you will miss the mark. If you think that he is able but unwilling, you will miss the mark. You must know that you, even you, you in particular, Christ is willing to cleanse you and he is able to do it. You but need to go to him. So we see Christ's cleansing of the leper. Now let's look at the cost of this cleansing. In verse 43, Jesus gives another command. He tells the man, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Note the importance of this. Jesus strictly warned him and then sent him on his way. This is more severe than it would appear to us or that we would expect. Jesus is very sternly speaking to the man. In fact, the word that he uses for sending him away is cast out, like what Jesus does with demons. So he gives him strong instructions and sends him promptly on his way. It's emphatic and there is no confusion. What are the contents of Christ's command? Look at verse 44. See that you say nothing to anyone. Literally, see you, say nothing to no one. In Greek, you can have double negatives, and it doesn't negate it like it does in English. Christ's words here are emphatic and unambiguous. He wants this man to go directly to the priest and to not say anything to anyone else on the way. Jesus is telling him to see the priest and offer what Moses commanded. He's talking about what we read in Leviticus 13 and 14. Beloved, this is an 8-day ceremony. It consists of 2 birds, lots of blood and oil, some flour, a bunch of sprinkling and anointing, washing and shaving and washing and shaving, 3 lambs, 5 offerings. And after all of that, the priest could declare the man clean. Now, it almost never happened. In fact, there are no records other than the miraculous healing of lepers in the scriptures. There's no records of the priest ever having to do this ceremony. They would, you know, it's somewhere in here. I know about the cleansing of a leper, but it's never happened to me. It never happened to my father. It never happened to my grandfather. Leprosy was never healed. Therefore, there was never an occasion for cleansing a leper. But interestingly, Jesus commanded the man to go and complete the ceremony. Yet the man is already cleansed. Mark tells us that. Jesus says, be cleansed. And Mark says, and he was cleansed. Yet he still commands him to follow through and to go offer the sacrifices that Moses said. You see, this man has the substance of the miracle. He already is clean. But he does not yet have the sign of it. And Jesus tells him to follow through and to apply, sort of like what Pastor Heupel mentioned this morning. When the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit, they received the substance, and then they were baptized. Okay, you've got the substance, let's give you the sign. Let me just point this out for Christians, that you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you profess faith in him, it's important, having the substance, that you also don't neglect the sign. That would mean baptism. I think most of you in here have been baptized, but there are some Christians who, through circumstances or whatever, haven't been. It's important. Not as important as the substance, but it's important particularly as a matter of obedience to your Lord. Also notice that Jesus, in this instance, rather than deny, actually affirms the graciousness and validity of the law of Moses in its proper season. Right? The saints of God are still under that economy at this point. That is still operational. Most of the priests, or many of them that we read of in the New Testament, are corrupt and apostate, and they are, you know, the bad guys. But they are still running the institution which God set up. And those laws, until Christ dies and raises from the dead, are still in place. And so Jesus says, go to the priest and do what Moses commanded. Because guess what? Who gave Moses those commands? Jesus, the Son of God. Now, why is Jesus insistent on this? Well, he says it's to be a testimony to them. The priests are to see this. The priests then would have known the law for cleansing the leper, but as I said, they've never had an opportunity to perform it. And apart from a miracle, there's no cure for this leprosy. This would have been a great testimony to these priests. It would have proven several things to them. It would have shown them Christ's pity to remind them that God in his Son is willing and able to cleanse. It would show them Christ's power. It would remind them that God is able to cleanse. It would show them Christ's purity. He's not willing to ignore God's holiness, even though he cleansed the man, he still makes it important for the man to obey the commands God had given to Moses. It would show them Christ's identity. In Matthew chapter 11, some disciples of John come to Jesus and ask, are you the Christ, or should we wait for someone else? And Jesus gives them as evidence, as proof that he's the Christ, the following. Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Do you see, when a leper is cleansed, the Christ has come. So these are reasons that Jesus would have sent the leper to the priest. There's one more. It would have been helpful for the leper to show them that he is restored to God and restored to man. This ceremony would have allowed them to welcome him back into the community and back into the worship of God. The ceremony would have indicated that this man has been cleansed and now he is fit for the community and the worship of God. He is now readmitted to the people of God. But the cleansed man, right, the leper, the cleansed man, contradicts Christ's command, doesn't he? Here's what he was told to do. Say nothing to no one. Go to the priest. Here's what he did. He told everything to everyone, everywhere. And we don't read of him going to the priest. He went out and began to proclaim it freely and spread the matter. There's a consequence of this man's action. By the way, I don't know that we can fault him too much. He has just been essentially born again from the dead. In fact, if you go through Leviticus chapter 14 and you read the description of what's taking place and you imagine what this looks like, a leper who is cleansed comes shaven, no eyebrows, hairless, dipped in oil with blood on, all over him. He looks like a newborn baby. This is life from the dead. So we can scarcely blame him for being excited and wanting to tell everyone. But there is a consequence to it. Verse 45, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. Do you see this reversal? The leper was living outside the city. Jesus is trying to get to the city to preach. He encounters the leper. Now the leper runs into the city and blabs, and Jesus is stuck outside the city. Jesus had intended to preach in those places, but this cleansed man's disobedience actually delayed Jesus' plans. It's interesting. It's a good reminder that even the Son of God can have his plans temporarily frustrated. Something to consider is that a better proof of gratitude than exuberance is obedience, right? Undoubtedly, the leper was grateful, but it would have been a better demonstration of his gratitude had he heeded Christ's command. But that was really only a minor inconvenience. It was temporary, because eventually we read at the end of verse 45, they came to him from every direction. So Christ is outside of the city, wanting to go into the city to preach. He can't go into the city, and so the Lord brings the city to him. So it is a minor and temporary inconvenience. The real cost to Christ was not that inconvenience, but it was the cost of accomplishing that cleansing. Let us consider the offerings which this man should have given had he gone to the priests. There's the trespass offering. The trespass offering is for restoration for sins. The sin offering. The sin offering was to purify the sinner from ritual impurity. The burnt offering provides access to God through atonement. The sins of the man going on the victim and being taken away, providing access to God. The grain offering, an expression of gratitude and devotion to the Lord. Had the leper wanted to express his gratitude, there was something in place for it, wasn't there? And then the wave offering, an expression of fellowship among God's people. This man offered none of these offerings. In fact, he didn't do any of the required ceremonies, yet Jesus declared him clean. How so? Jesus would give himself as an offering for that man's cleansing. Jesus would be the trespass offering, the sin offering, the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the wave offering. You see, that's why we say Jesus is willing and able to cleanse in spite of the cost to himself. Because he knew when he touched that leper and declared him clean that he would have to go to the cross and accomplish that cleansing. My dear friends, you are all lepers. It's not a leprosy of the skin. It's a leprosy of the soul. It affects your thoughts and your feelings, your words and your actions, such that apart from Jesus Christ, you are utterly unclean in the sight of God. But the Lord Jesus gave his life as an offering to God for you, because Jesus is willing and able to cleanse in spite of the cost to himself. Let us pray. Our blessed God, you who cleanses sinners, you who is too pure to look upon, you who are too pure to look upon sin, sent your Son that he could lay down his life as a sacrifice, a holy offering pleasing to you and saving to us. We praise you and thank you. In Christ's name, amen.